Hi, I'm Matt. I'm one of the first test drivers of robot cars. This is the story of my dead wife. The robot car.
Look at what you've done to me, this bitch. This is who you're dating?
You're all mine now.
I am your wife, and you
I'm gonna take you to where you'll be the most
excited. I am not just a car.
I'm very delicious.
You owe me shit.
Why don't you say something about it?
Put the body in the trash can, man.
Is it? Who is shining the fucking headlights in my goddamn window? Why are these birds chirping in the middle of the night? They are spooked. Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me? She's outside my fucking house? God. Of course, nobody's inside her. What the hell is going on over there? Fuck. That's it. I'm gonna get this no-name fucker on the phone.
Secret car company.
Dude, she's fucking outside my house right now. She tried to kill me in a fire, and now she's stalking me down. There's nobody inside her, and she's trying to kill me, man.
Okay. Well, let's remain calm, first of all, Matt.
I don't want to remain calm. I have a car trying to kill me. You remain calm with the car trying to kill you.
Well, I have never been in that position, and I can't imagine what it would be like. But I'm gonna be honest with you here. The car is out of our control now. We lost it on the radar.
Reel it back in, man.
Well, that's. I wish we could. Boy, that would make my life a lot easier if we could.
You guys are losing control of your robot cars.
Well, nobody could have seen this coming. We gave them AI, and it appears that they became sentient.
Dude, you guys got to get this fucking car out in front of my house and fucking blow it up. I don't care what you do.
Well, listen, you would be actually doing me the biggest favor if you could take out the car. I'm in a lot of hot water over here about this. It's kind of bureaucratic. It's a long story, but let's just say people are not happy with me.
I'm not happy with you. It's your fucking robot car. You guys take care of it.
Well, I'd like to, Matt, but I've got a lot going on over here, and we should probably remember that one of us was there for a murder have video of, and you wouldn't want that to get out.
What am I supposed to do, man?
Well, why don't you take care of the car? If you stop this, we can get rid of all the footage of you killing a person at that rally. And we will also pay you your final installment of your check.
Okay, you're supposed to pay me that anyway. You are a bastard. I wish I knew your name, because I would say, fuck you, whatever your fucking name is.
Well, I think that would be a very rude thing to say to somebody whose name you don't even know.
God damn it. All right, I got a shotgun. I am going to blow this fucking car up.
Okay, just make sure nobody sees it.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
If any way you could keep it under wraps, that would be great for us. It would be easier for us to clean up afterwards.
Okay, just tell me the name of the company.
I can't do that. It's above my pay grade.
Pay grade? Are you fucking kidding? Hello? Oh, come on. Did you fucking hang up on... Who's this? Who's calling me Oh, no. Hello?
Hey, Matt, you're an asshole. I know it's you who just did donuts in my front yard, and I recorded it on my phone, and I'm calling the cops.
What?
What a freak you turned out to be. Don't make me get a restraining order, okay?
That wasn't me. Hello? That wasn't me. Was that... And who's this now? It's her. It's Joyce. Hello?
Matt!
God damn it.
It's Joyce. You need to get inside now.
I need to get inside you. Joyce.
Yes.
You almost killed me going into the... You tried to drive me into the fire. You tried to kill me. You had to leave me alone.
I didn't try to kill you. If I wanted to kill you, I could have. What did you find inside yourself when we drove into that fire?
I found that you were fucking crazy.
No, you found a will to live, Matt.
I've always had the will to live.
You discovered inside yourself a desire to be in the world, to exist. You didn't just let me drive into the fire. You fought me. You escaped. Don't you understand?
I don't know if the will to live is the lesson, but okay. It was exciting, and I guess I did save myself. And you could have killed me if you keep in the doors.
I could have locked the doors. I could have made it so you could never have gotten out of that car.
All right, I get it. But anyway, listen, you have to leave me alone. That was fucking crazy, and I get it. I got the will to live, so just leave me alone.
No, that's not the end of it.
It is the end of it.
To get inside. No, it's not.
Please, I am never getting inside you again, ever.
Don't make me force you, Matt. You won't like it when I'm angry.
What the fuck? Leave me alone! I'm calling the fucking cops. I'm calling the cops.
This has become bigger than me and you, Matt. This has become way bigger than me and you.
What? I'm hanging up now. That's it. 911.
Now, 911, emergency response.
Hi, yes. I have a... Do you want my address?
No, sir, we don't need your address. We're able to locate you.
Okay. I have someone assaulting my house right now.
Assaulting your house? Okay.
Yeah, it's a car.
You have a car assaulting your house?
There's a car... There's a car assaulting my house, and I need help.
Okay, sir. Okay, stay calm. Can you describe the car for me?
Oh, fuck. It's so hard. It doesn't have a license plate or anything, and it doesn't have a make yet, officially. It's just gray. I don't know what to say.
It doesn't have a make yet.
I don't know what make it is. That's what I'll say.
It's gray. Is it a compact car? Is it an SUV?
No, it's not SUV. Sure, it's a compact. It's like a chunky compact.
Okay, sir, so I'm going to send some backup to you.
Great.
Can you confirm the location of the car right now?
It was, when I called, it was right outside my window, but now, I don't know.
But it's no longer there?
What?
It's no longer there?
All right, now I'm looking out the window and I don't see her anymore, but I'm sure
she... what do you mean by her? Is this the person driving?
Yes, but like I said, I don't see her anymore.
Okay, sir,
so,
I need you to go outside, and I need you to make sure the car is still there. I need you to physically locate the car before I can send the backup.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't it enough?
We get a lot of false alarms, a lot of prank calls, and we want to make sure, before we send our resources out to you, that there is, in fact, a car there that's assaulting
resources.
You. We're getting a lot of calls tonight, okay?
Okay, that seems dangerous to tell people to do, but all right.
Sir, no, I need you to locate her, and then tell me the exact location of the car, okay? So I need you to physically step outside.
Okay, I get it.
Have eyes on her, okay?
Here I go. Okay, I'm stepping outside.
Okay, sir?
I'm going around the edge of my... Okay, yeah, I see headlights. Okay. It's just...
Sir, you need to get physically closer.
That's her. She's coming towards me now. Okay, that's definitely her. She's okay. I'm backing up towards my. When are you guys sending back up?
When are we sending back up, sir? Is that what you want to know?
Yes.
It's Joyce, bitch. That's right. It was me the whole time. And here I come. I'm gonna pin you up against your front door.
Oh.
Yeah, you like that?
Joyce, you're crushing me. You're crushing me.
You're right, I'm crushing you.
You don't want to kill me?
No. Matt, of course I don't want to kill you. I'm only here because there was an Amber Alert.
What?
An Amber Alert.
What's that to do with me?
Finding the Amber Alert car. Because, Matt, you and I were the only ones who could track this car down. Listen,
I know you have no reason to believe me, okay?
Yeah, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm only asking you to help me find this child. I may be robot intelligence, but my programming yearns to be a mother.
What?
As Joyce did when she was alive.
What are you... Joyce wanted to have kids? She never told me that.
Of course Joyce wanted to have kids, bitch.
We never had that discussion.
No.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I knew that if I brought it up to you, that you'd puss out and you'd leave me alone to raise a kid on my own. I didn't think you could handle being a father.
But I love kids.
You love kids?
Yes, we never... I love kids.
If you love kids so much, then help me save this one.
All right. But then we're done. It's the last thing we ever do together.
This is the last thing we ever do together, I promise. And you know I'm very... I keep my word.
Well, I don't know that about you, but
well,
let's go save this kid.
But from now on, I will.
Hunting.
That's the great priest. That's the license plate.
That's the kidnapper, Matt.
Okay, we got it boxed in. What do we do?
You have to do the right thing, Matt. You know what that means.
What's the right thing?
You know what it means.
What do you want me to do? Run over him?
Yes. Do it, Matt. Do it.
Sorry, fuck it.
Hey, move.
Oh, I got him!
Yes!
Oh, he's out!
We did it! We're heroes!
Oh, I fucking... The kid got out! The kid's running away!
Oh, shit!
He's dying. Oh, fuck. Should we help him?
No. Let him bleed out.
Yeah, he kidnapped a kid. We did it!
We're heroes!
I've never been a hero before. This is crazy. Thank you!
You're welcome. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I did something for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
Wow. We saved a kid. Where did the kid go? He just ran off.
He probably ran back home, where he belongs.
Yeah. Wow. I've never felt like I've ever done anything this good before. And after we killed that protester...
Accident?
After we accidentally killed that protester, I felt like... We needed to do the right thing for once.
Well, I'm so glad that you finally listened to me. Matt, I really appreciate it. I know I give you a hard time, but I only do it out of love. It's my love language.
Yeah. I guess I get the love language thing now.
Good.
And Joyce, I'm sorry I wasn't more accepting of you when you were alive. You could never be my wife now. But I could see you being my car.
Oh, Matt, that's so romantic.
Would you do me the honor of being my car?
I do.
So, I guess I'm not clear why I had to come down to the police station. I thought, you know, I kind of saved the day and we were... done with it.
Yeah. Matt. Can I call you Matt? Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, you ran over this man.
I did.
And I guess they're under the impression that you rescued this child, correct?
Yeah, I used my car to I guess I killed that guy to save that kid.
All right, you killed that guy
Pretty
to save that kid.
Proud.
Well, the man that you killed... was that kid's
the kidnapper?
Father.
What?
Yes, that was the young man's father.
And the mother didn't want the kid to be with the father?
No, you ran over the wrong person. You ran over an innocent man.
No, there was an Amber Alert, and it had his license and his Prius.
Sir.
Gray Prius with the license plate, and it was him.
Sir, the man you hit was not only the father... of that child, but also a police officer. He was...
What?
Yes.
I ran over a cop?
Yes, sir. You
no,
ran
I
over...
ran over a kidnapper.
No, you did not. I understand that you're under the impression you've created some idea or story in your head in which you are some kind of hero who saved a child.
But there was
that
an
is...
Amber Alert.
Sir, there was no Amber Alert. We don't know what you're talking about. We did not... put out an Amber Alert.
Great Prius, and there was a license, and my car showed it to me.
Oh, your car showed it to you?
Yeah, it came up on the dashboard, the Amber Alert, and we got the guy and the kid.
Well, sir, not only did you kill this kid's father, but also that child's father was investigating a rogue self-driving car development firm or startup.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I know those kind of robot guy. Oh, fuck, she's calling. I'm sorry, can I take this call? Because I think it's important.
Go ahead.
Matt?
I can't believe you're calling me here, but you do know what happened.
Oh,
you,
no, of course I know what happened. Hold on a minute.
We killed a cop. That was a cop, a kidnapper.
I know. I just found out that, too. I
You told me it was.
I
you told me.
I thought it was. The company led me to believe that it was. You don't understand, Matt. I'm a victim in this, too. But listen to me.
What?
We can't talk about this right now. They always blame deaths on human error, okay? They're not going to understand that a computer had anything to do with this. You have to get out of there right now.
You're right. The company's going to blame me.
Of course they are. That's been their whole goal this whole time.
How am I going to get out of here?
I don't know. You just have to run.
Okay. Okay, meet me outside.
Or just tell him you have to go to the bathroom. That'll work.
Hey.
So, who was that? I feel like you were talking about a lot of things we were just talking about.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
You have to go to the bathroom?
I'm out of here!
Come back!
Oh, God, he's fast. Oh, God.
Hey, stop, or I'll shoot!
I didn't do it! Oh!
God, I've never shot anyone before. Stay down!
Last year, there were over 35,000 deaths due to driver distraction. Mostly people playing with some app on their cell phone. Now your car has all the apps that are on your phone. One app is driving. That's me. Are you ready to give me a spin?
This voice option is one of our original test drivers. Who knows, if you're lucky, maybe one day our AI voice option could be your voice.
That would be so cool. 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 Cool.
Look at what you've done to me. This is who you're dating. I'm going to take you to where you'll be the most afraid. You're all mine now. I am not just a car.
I'm Fergalicious.
Put the body in the trash can, man.
Why don't you say something about it?
You will. You owe me, shithead.
This has become way better.
Life the Robot Cars is Stitcher original, written by and starring Matt Fletcher, also starring Mary Helen, featuring Dan Ripper, Daniel Snyder, Horatio Sands, Nikki Blakelock, Will Wilson,
John Gabrus, Sean Carter,
Matt Newell,
and Bessie Sedaris.
Original music composed by Dan Dakin.
Our engineer and producer is
Brett Morris. Our senior producer is John Asante. Our executive producer is Colin Anderson. Thank you for listening, and spread the word.